There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, thanks for tuning in to Soul to Profit Radio, where you will learn how to integrate metaphysical concepts with practical business strategies. Let's face it, life gets easier when you allow yourself to live an authentic, fulfilling, and prosperous life. You're about to hear an uplifting show packed with ideas and concepts that you will want to remember, so grab paper and pen, and let's get started.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Soul to Profit Radio. And to our Canadian listeners, happy Canada Day. And to our listeners in the United States, happy 4th of July. You know, I was thinking these holidays represent freedom. And I can't think of any better way to celebrate freedom than to have a guest on today's show who is an expert on soul-guided living. Now, if you aren't sure what soul-guided living is, you soon will find out. And you can also call into today's show to speak to us, speak to myself or my expert. We would love to talk with you about soul-guided living and answer any questions that you might have in terms of your life, how you're living it, how you can connect more deeply into having a soul-guided life. And those phone numbers are area code 626-231-0306. Again, that phone number is area code 626-231-0306 for the United States. You can call in on our toll-free line at 877-633-9454. So today, I have an amazing guest. Not only is Dr. Laurel Geis a dear friend of mine, she's also an inspirational author, an international speaker, and spiritual mentor, empowering thousands to live their soul's calling. Combining 20 years of teaching personal development workshops with 30 years as a successful business executive, Laurel is the evolutionary thought leader of the soul-guided living movement. She is the founder of the Geis Group, LLC, a firm dedicated to educating executives and businesses on soul-guided leadership. Laurel is also the popular host of Soul Guided Living, a weekly show on Vivid Life Radio, featuring experts in the field of personal transformation. And I'm excited to be on her show shortly, so we'll talk about that in a little bit. Laurel's latest book is The Jesus Seeds, Igniting Your Soul-Guided Life, which I love and highly recommend for all of you to read. You're going to get so much out of this book. When I started reading it, I couldn't put it down. It was just remarkable. And it's become an instant spiritual classic, which does not surprise me. And it won't surprise you either when you read that book. You'll love it. Laurel is certified to teach meditation by Deepak Chopra, has a Doctor of Ministry degree, and her ordination as an interfaith minister highlights Laurel's passion to serve humanity by raising self-awareness, resulting in the freedom for each of us to live from our soul in our business and personal lives. Doesn't get any better than that. Dr. Laurel, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jaden. I am so excited to be here with you today and with all of your listeners. Thank you for the invitation.
Well, it's our pleasure. We're excited to have you. And like I said, I love your book. I couldn't put it down when I started reading it yesterday. And I don't normally do that, Dr. Laurel. By the way, I like Dr. Laurel. Like, I like that term for you. I think you're just going to be known as Dr. Laurel. Your last name is just going to drop off, and it's just going to be Dr. Laurel.
Okay, well, let's go with that because that's easier than saying my last name of Geis, right? Because that's even though it's a short last name, it's very confusing to say that name. So I like Dr. Laurel. Let's use that.
Okay, let's go with that. That's what I see. That's what I feel very strongly about. So, Dr. Laurel. Okay, but since you're a dear friend, can I just call you Laurel? Is that okay?
That would be great.
Okay. Awesome. So, Laurel, you and I have a very similar background. You know, we were in corporate America, and then something happened where we had this awareness or epiphany where we realized, okay, there's more for us in life. And can you tell our listeners a little bit about what helped you make that transformation in your life from corporate America to what you're doing today?
Well, for me, it was this very clear understanding of why I was here, what my sole purpose was, what my life's calling was all about. You know, and Mark Twain says the two most important days in your life are the day that you are born and the day that you understand why. And it was really in that understanding of why I was here that moved me from that corporate career into becoming a full-time author, speaker, and teacher. And it all came, Jaden, it all came from the book. It all came from the Jesus Seed. So just to share a quick story with our listeners today, you know, I have been meditating for many, many years, and I studied with Deepak Chopra. And as we all know, when we're working, and especially I would say in a large corporate environment, there can be a lot of stress. And I would come home every evening and I would meditate after work. And during that meditation, one night, I was transported to another place in time. And I was standing in the desert and I could feel the cool air on my cheeks and the dryness in my throat. And in front of me, I could see the mountains and the sun was starting to come up from behind these mountains. And as I looked down at my feet, there in front of me was this ritual bathing pool that had water in it. And as I stood there, there were a few things that I knew. I just knew this at the level of my soul, that I was in Qumran, which is in Israel, that I was an Essene, which was a member of a religious sect that was deeply devoted to God, and that it was 2,000 years ago, and I was getting ready to cleanse myself before my morning prayers. And I knew all of this as I stood there in this moment, as real as you and I speaking right now. And then as I bent down and put my hands in the water, I was instantly transported back to my living room. And this experience really pushed me beyond my analytical mind because I really didn't understand what had happened, but over time began to really research it and found out that it was a glimpse into a past life. Well, if you can imagine this, 8 years later, I'm on a tour of Israel, and the group is going to go to Qumran, where the archaeological ruins are, and this is where they found the Dead Sea Scrolls. And so we had special permission to go into the ruins before the sun came up. And as we did, I, of course, became separated from the group and was wandering on my own. And as I was walking through the ruins, I turned the corner, and there in front of me were the same mountains that I had experienced in my meditation. The sun was about to come up from behind the mountains. I looked down at my feet, and in front of me was a ritual bathing pool. Now, there wasn't any water in the ritual bathing pool, like in the meditation experience, but there was a sign on the wall next to me that said ritual bathing pool. So I knew I was in the right place. But at that moment of recognition, there was an energy that moved through me that was so powerful that it literally knocked me to my knees. And as I was on my knees in the sand, I heard this confirmation that, yes, I had been there 2,000 years ago, that, you know, I had been in Essene, that Jesus had taught the Essenes about living a soul-guided life, and it was something that all of us could do, and that I would write a book called The Jesus Seeds. Wow, right? So here I am as a corporate executive having this experience in the middle of the desert, and, you know, I didn't tell anybody about this experience because it's not like your normal water cooler conversation, right?
Definitely
but
not.
But that's what... It, that's what happened. And then, you know, 4 years late, 4 years passed, and then I started to literally hear the Jesus seeds, the Jesus seeds, the Jesus seeds, this phrase over and over in my mind. So I started to write, and I wrote every Sunday because that was really the only day that I had that was my day to spend day with my soul and with the writing. And I continued to write until April 8th. And on April 8th, it was a Sunday morning, and the book was done. And that year, it was Easter morning. And I knew. Have you ever had that feeling that... that your life was never going to be the same?
I mean, absolutely.
Your life never is going to be the same. So it was that. It was that, Jaden, when that book, when that manuscript was in my hands, I understood why I was here and what, you know, what my purpose was to share this information with people on how to live a soul-guided life. And that really propelled me to leave my corporate job after 30 years and step into becoming the entrepreneur, right? To full-time talking about soul-guided living, teaching, writing, speaking, and mentoring both individuals that are seeking to have more alignment with their soul in their lives, as well as working with businesses who are looking to direct the soul of their business.
That's powerful, powerful. And, you know, when you and I met, I think it's been, what, about almost 4 years now?
Yes, I think so.
Remember we met at
it
the author
in Las
conference.
Vegas.
In Vegas.
It was
yeah.
Yes, we were in Las Vegas. In fact, I have in front of me the Manifesting Wealth and Wisdom Daily Oracle Cards that I bought from you at that author conference in Las Vegas. Isn't that
something? That's right. That is something, and I'm hoping the cards are giving you some good insights that you're. But you know, but speaking of insight, I mean, you are so directly connected, and I love how in your book, in the section, in the like the section pages, you have a quote from Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not, it doesn't, to me, when I read those quotes, it wasn't like just taken from the Bible. It seemed like this was
no.
a very personal, you know, sentence or two that Jesus was speaking to you. Was that how that worked? Is that right?
Well, it's interesting because these quotes, you know, as this book was being created, there were a few quotes in the book that came from the Bible, but very few. But a lot of the quotes, you know, they seemed very familiar to me, but I couldn't quite put my finger on it. And I started to do research on the, you know, the origin of these quotes, you know, because they were so powerful. They were so powerful. And what I found, Jaden, is that the quotes that are in this book, several of them are coming from the Gospel of Thomas. And the Gospel of Thomas is one of the Gnostic Gospels. So it was one of the Gospels that was not included in the Bible, but yet holds this penultimate wisdom that Jesus was sharing with us.
That makes sense because they feel like such a deeper truth, and that's what really resonated with me. And so, you know, can we just dive into your book, because like I said, I loved it.
Yes.
I love it. I only have like 20 pages left, so I'm not quite finished. But it's remarkable. And one thing I was curious about, you say the soul vibrates at a much higher
yes.
frequency before she arrives in the physical body. And the thing that, because I hear you refer to the soul as a she, so tell
yes.
us about that. What's that about?
Well, for me, I feel the soul is this creative force. It is this evolutionary impulse that is always calling us to be more and to do more and to become more. And I resonate with that force as a feminine vibration. So to me it felt like a her. Also, I was reading in the Kabbalah, Moses de Leon actually wrote about the journey of the soul. And he, this is from the 14th century, he spoke about the soul also as a her, and that journey that she makes as she comes to earth, as she, you know, inhabits a human body, that allows her to achieve her perfection above and below. Because until you're incarnated, there's still parts of you that are not brought together as a whole. So that feminine, I know, I'm really glad you brought that up, because a lot of people have asked me, you know, why are you saying her and she? And that's just the way that I'm relating to the energy of the soul. Not
beautiful.
Necessarily the pronoun that we use is he and she, but it's more of that energetic feminine force, that soul force that is moving through us.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. And that, yeah, that makes mm-hmm. perfect sense. It's more of a feminine vibration rather than a masculine force.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. So
yeah.
You know, another thing I love about your book, Laurel, is the fact that you go deeper. You go way, I mean, this is not a book about religion. It's a book about truth and vibration and energy
mm-hmm.
and the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what I,
right.
you know, and
I,
that was
yes.
a really happy surprise for me as I was reading this, because I wasn't certain, you know, like, because I'm not, my soul isn't geared toward the religious conversation. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying, for me,
right.
that's not who I am. I'm wanting a little more than that. And that's what the book did for me. It's like when you bring in the multidimensional personality and the universe,
mm-hmm.
the fifth dimension, and tapping into that,
mm-hmm.
like, that was cool. That's really the first time that I've seen the two blended as beautifully as you did. And, you know, there's a quote from your book that says, you say, think about this. A higher dimensional communication from our souls is transmitted to our third dimensional consciousness. And then we have a choice to act on this personalized guidance. What could be simpler? We are given clear personalized guidance from our souls to elicit actions that will unleash our greatest potential. So, Laurel, talk to me about this process and how that works, because I just thought that was amazing.
Yeah, so, you know, that is really the crux of soul-guided living. And first of all, I just want to address the title of the book, The Jesus Seeds. And I'm so glad you brought that up, too, because there were so many people. I really cannot think of anyone who told me, publish the book with that title. Everyone was like, don't publish the book with that title, you know. And the reason that I did publish it with the title, The Jesus Seeds, is because that was what my soul guidance was. And to stand strong in that soul guidance. And it's, you know, it's interesting because it has opened the door for a lot of people. It's, you know, people are hesitant sometimes to read the book, but it really is about Christ consciousness. And it takes the reader on the journey of the soul. As we embody it, as we consciously embody the soul, and really bringing the mission of the soul into your life, which fully empowers you as the seeker. So this process, this is what I call soul-guided living, is that our soul is vibrating at a higher rate of frequency, and as that communication comes to us, so the communication comes to us through impulses, through signs, through symbols, through dreams, through synchronicities. When we're experiencing higher states of awareness, like Christ consciousness, or you can call it Krishna consciousness, or Buddha nature, or unity consciousness, whenever we actually ascend to that level of awareness, we can bring that guidance into our life. And with, you know, I believe that you're a soul and I'm a soul, and not that we have a soul, but that we are a soul, that we are that eternal vibration of that particular signature of who we are, and we're bringing that through our physical bodies. And I believe that it's our soul's responsibility to guide us to these higher and higher states of awareness, higher and higher states of consciousness, and in doing so, reveal to us our true life purpose. And I believe that it's our responsibility then to consciously connect with the soul, to make that effort, to listen to the guidance that's coming to us, to align our life with that guidance and then act on it. So that is really soul-guided living. And as I said in the book, it's incredibly simple, but it's divinely architected to move each and every one of us into living in the fullest and highest expression of who we can be as we are here in this human body.
I love that. I'm allowing my soul to just breathe that in and assimilate that information because it feels so good.
That's beautiful. And it's, you know, the process itself is easy. It's a three-step, very simple process of opening yourself up to allow that guidance to come through you. And there's a lot of different ways that we can do it. I personally encourage people to allow time to be in that silent space every day, be that through meditation or prayer or through spending time in nature and opening up to consciously connect with the soul and listen, because the soul will communicate with you through words. It may come through telepathically as thoughts in your mind, or it may be a vision or a deep knowingness or that intuition that you just know about, or an emotion. And when that information comes through, I encourage people to write that in a soul journaling. And I teach lots of workshops about soul journaling where we capture the information. And when, you know, it's interesting because as we move from an ego-based to a soul-guided life, as we move from that which we know into that which can be, there is a process of capturing that information and allowing your soul to fully communicate with you while you are here in this physical reality. And that's what soul journaling does. So I encourage people to capture this information in the soul journal and then put away the soul journal and not read that guidance until the next day. And I talk about this in the book. There's a chapter in the end in the appendix about soul journaling. Now, when we begin to move from that ego-based personality into embodying the soul while we are here in this physical body, what happens is we can begin to feel this, I don't want to call it conflict, but let's say energy of moving between the ego and the soul. Because for most of our lives, the ego has been in charge. But the soul force, your soul, she wants to move forward in your life. She wants to be the one guiding your life. She wants to be your cosmic chauffeur, showing you what your life can be. And as you begin to receive these messages from your soul, and we capture them in the soul journal, what I have found with a lot of my students is, you know, that little voice of criticism and judgment starts to creep into our minds and starts to downplay the messages that we're getting. But what I have found is if we will open ourselves up to simply receive those messages and write them down, and if we put away our soul journal until the next morning, so leave some time between receiving the message and reading the message, when we get up in the morning time, we can read that soul message with a clarity of purpose instead of the interference of the ego. And it literally allows us to receive that message once again at a very deep level of understanding. So to me, this is one of the biggest secrets of bringing those soul messages into your life, is allowing some time between the first receipt of the information and then the second interpretation and understanding of that soul message.
Yeah, and I completely agree with you. The importance of not allowing ego to continue to run the show, but putting ego, mm-hmm. like I think you refer to it as, in the back seat and soul in the driver's seat. So how do you, I'm curious because I teach this mm-hmm. in my courses too, you know, how to connect in with ego. And for me, you know, I first initially in the, my work and my teachings, I would kind of push ego away, you know, kind of move it to the side in order to do my soulful mm-hmm. work. And then I realized that ego kept coming back over and over and over. And mm-hmm. and then I had to make friends with ego. You know, I really had to, like, my understanding was ego needed to be heard. So I would engage mm-hmm. in conversation with ego and say, you know, what is it that you want me to know? Obviously, you're wanting to assist me here. I know that this is a good thing, not a negative thing that you're trying to get my attention, although it doesn't feel good all the time. So, mm-hmm. you know, what is it that you want to know and or want me to know? And I noticed that ego quieted down a bit once I engaged in the conversation, had more of a loving relationship with ego. So how do you do mm-hmm. it? What's your strategy with ego?
Yeah, so that's a really interesting question. And I would say that for me, you know, in moving from, you know, more of an ego-based to a soul-guided life, to your point, the ego doesn't go away. It's never going to go away. It's part of our personality. It's part of who we are as we're incarnate in this human existence in this lifetime. So it's always there. And, you know, to me, the ego can be very helpful. It's, however, I believe that, you know, if we use the force, the power of our soul, I do believe the ego takes a little more of a back seat. So how I manage that process is through a technique of notice what I'm noticing. You've probably heard that before. Notice what I'm noticing. So as I'm moving throughout my day, and as all of us, and I know that all of your listeners are, you know, living in that state of heightened awareness, begin to pay attention to those thoughts that are coming in my mind and notice what I'm noticing and, you know, what thoughts are there. And when I see a thought that I would construe would be part of my ego self that may be trying to limit my expansion, may be judging the steps I'm going to take, may arise fear, may point out to me the anxiety and the discomfort that I'm feeling in the moment when I'm ready to take a step forward into the unknown. To me, I notice that that is the ego, and I just simply pause and take a deep breath and feel into not only the emotions that are moving through my body, but also being aware of those thoughts that are coming into my mind. And if I have a thought that I find that is limiting, because it's interesting, I mean, if you really pay attention to the thoughts, when you can become the observer of the observer, you know, it's interesting that, you know, these paradigms and these operating systems that we have within us that, you know, you're going to do something, and I heard in my mind one day, you can't do that. I was like, where did that come from? Where did that come from? So then when I hear something like that or notice something, you know, it's just part of my ego self that this is the way I've always lived, and I'm now reaching out to push out the borders of my reality. You know, to me, that's when the fear arises and the discomfort and the anxiety. When I reach the edge of my current reality and I'm touching it, I'm ready to walk through it. That's when all of this discomfort arises, and that's when I these thoughts come into my mind. And I feel that it's just the ego in one way trying to protect me, but it's also the ego trying to keep the status quo. And I think that, you know, your soul never asks you to shrink. Your soul always asks you. Your soul is always nudging you and prodding you to expand beyond where you are today in every single moment. So when I personally get one of those thoughts that I feel is limiting, I just repattern that thought. I just come back with, you know, I am the woman who is publishing this book. And I put that, you know, that messaging, that I take that soul guidance and I really just translate it into the thoughts in my mind. Does that make sense?
That does. Thank you for sharing that. That makes a lot of sense and really powerful too. And to our listeners, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Soul to Profit Radio. I'm your host, Jaden Sterling, and I'm interviewing the lovely and wonderful Dr. Laurel Geis, who from now on is going to just go by Dr. Laurel because that's who she is and that's how she rolls. That's her teachings out there. And we're talking about her incredible book called The Jesus Seeds. and subtitle, Igniting Your Soul-Guided Life. And it's been Dr. Laurel, just an amazing conversation. See, I just want to keep calling you Dr. Laurel because it goes so well. So Dr. Laurel, what an incredible conversation about the soul. And there's another aspect I want to talk about because you mention it a lot in your book, and that's you use the phrase, and I've never heard this before, and I love it, and I know our listeners are going to love this, the vibration of Christ consciousness.
Yes.
So what is that? Like, how do we know? Well, first of all, I guess my question is two parts. One, how do we know that we are in alignment with that vibration? And two, how do we get there? Like, how do we get into alignment with that vibration?
So how do we know we're in that vibration? It's when we begin to feel what I call the hum of God's love in your body. The hum of God's love. And this is the energetic vibration that your soul is emitting. So the process is, and that's really what the book is about. The book is about, it takes you on the journey of the soul. And it talks to you about what happens as you step into living from your soul and how you change and how you expand and how you grow and how you tap into the soul senses. And that's really the journey that your soul wants to take you on. Your soul wants you to step into these higher levels of awareness, higher levels of consciousness, and let's just call that Christ consciousness for the conversation that we're in right now. So within us, you know, are these seeds of potentiality. And when there is a higher frequency or vibration that literally touches them, these seeds, these ideas, these creative ideas that we're here, these gifts that we have to give to others, they actually become awakened. And this information literally bursts open and it rises into the cognitive levels of our mind so we can understand what we're being asked to do. So it all goes back for me to listening to the soul and consciously connecting with that guidance and allowing your soul to guide you step by step into higher states of consciousness and ultimately beginning to feel that vibration of Christ consciousness in your body. It's it's interesting because the book itself, I always go back to this, you know, is just inculcated with beautiful concepts and perennial wisdom to help us to understand more fully that journey of the soul. But, you know, the book itself is also an energetic tool, and it, you know, contains a very high frequency, a high vibration, and it will literally lift and shift the consciousness of the reader of the book. So it's a, you know, it's an energetic tool to help raise your vibration. And, you know, it's interesting, Jaden, because when I go out for book signings and teaching webinars and seminars in person, you know, what I find is when people pick up the book, they'll come over and they'll go, look, you know, the hair on my arms is standing up, you know, because the energy is literally moving through their body, right, because they picked up the book. And it just makes me giggle because I love it because I just know that the journey is underway because the energy is there. And we all have this energy. It's already there. It's just a matter of us being centered enough and, if this makes sense, grounded enough that we can feel that vibration in our body. And the more that we actually step into why we are here, the more action that we take, and the more that we let the universe know, when we take that action, we let the universe know that we are ready to be supported. And the more we step into that support, the more we open up to living in that higher frequency, that higher vibration. And we can actually literally feel it in our bodies. I feel it in my body all the time. And what's so beautiful about that is that when we're with other people, when we're around other people, they can begin to feel that vibration too. And
oh, that's beautiful. Yeah.
That's what Christ consciousness is.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. I mean, it is a high vibratory book. I can absolutely feel that. And when I was reading it, I mean, it felt like it just spoke to me on a cellular level, not only a spiritual level, but a cellular level. So Mm-hmm. Everyone, I am going to highly recommend, and I don't do this all the time, Dr. Laurel, everyone go get her book. It's called The Jesus Seeds, Igniting Your Soul-Guided Life. Where can folks get your book?
They can get it online at Amazon, and I know it's Amazon in the U.S. and Amazon Canada and Amazon in the U.K. That's probably
okay.
The easiest way to get the book. Or you can go to my website, which is just my name, Laurel Geise, LaurelGeise.com. And on there are links to buy the book at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Or you can actually order it at your local bookstore, too.
Okay, beautiful. And, you know, we need to shift gears a little bit because on every show I ask all my guests two questions. You've already answered the first one, which is how did you discover your soul's purpose? Thank you for sharing your answer to that. And the second question I ask is, what are some things that you've done because, you know, a lot of our listeners are authors, speakers, coaches, executives, entrepreneurs, and it's like, what have you done in your business as an author, speaker, coach to monetize your message? You know, what are one or two things that you've done that really helped move the needle in your business to get your message out there?
Well, you know, that's a great question because when I went from my corporate career into being an entrepreneur, wow, was that a big shift.
Yeah.
And I had so much to learn. I felt like a sponge. You know, I really felt like a sponge. And what I did was I went out and I found people that were my own personal heroes in my own space, if you will. So I was looking at who are the leading spiritual teachers, the leading motivational teachers in the world, and I started learning from the best. So the first thing I would recommend to everyone, if you're not already doing this, is to look at your market space and learn from the best and take classes from people that you admire and who you want to model. Because for me, learning from the best allows you to model the best. And as you step forward, not copying what everyone is doing, because we're each unique. We each have our own unique gifts that we're here to give. And I always say this too, that, you know, the gifts that you have are not for you. You know, they're for other people. And I believe that your soul's calling is the answer to someone else's prayer. So there is someone out there right now who is praying for you to arrive in their life with what you have to share with them. And so as you go out and you learn from the best, take that information and listen to your soul in the way that you present it in a way that is uniquely you. So learning, I think, is really important, and I've learned so much over the past several years. And I would say to monetize my message, you know, first is building your email list. And I know that everyone has heard that, and how do we do it? You know, the way that I've built my email list is to offer free programs and free on social media. I use Facebook quite a bit. I use Facebook advertising and boosting posts and Twitter. And I target my audiences, and I share with them free things. Like right now, if you go to my website and you sign up on my website, you get a free soul journaling guide. So you get a chapter from the Jesus Seeds, which talks about soul journaling, and then you have 21 days of soul journaling pages that you can use to engage in the practice of soul journaling. So that's a great free gift, and people love that. And then once you start giving away free, the next free item that I have is literally a free soul journaling program. And I support people for 10 days as they learn how to integrate soul journaling into their lives. So, you know, I learned that, you know, sharing, giving, the more we give, the more we receive. And in giving what we know, what's unique about us, that begins to attract to you people that will want to be with you, that will want to work with you, that will want what you have because they want to, and in my case, it is to live more fully from their soul.
Awesome. Dr. Laurel, you are such a gem. You are amazing. I am so grateful for you and your wisdom and your time on the show, and the fact that you wrote this book is magnificent. I love, have I said that already? Have I said how much I love your book?
I love that you love it, and I love that you said you couldn't put it down. You know, it's really interesting because it's one of those books that, you know, people will either pick it up and they'll read the whole thing, or they'll pick it up and they just will read like one, the chapters are really, you know, they're short, they're like, you know, two or three pages. They'll just want to savor it and, you know, not rush through it. And I love the fact that you just read it all the way through. And it's funny because, you know, I read the book myself from time to time. One of my mentors told me that whenever we write a book, we're really writing it for ourselves. So I love reading it too, and thank you for, you know, really helping me to highlight the book today, because it is it's my passion and my purpose in being here is helping others to ignite their soul guided lives. So thank you.
Well, that's magnificent. And I would, you know, I would gladly have a 2-hour radio show with you, and unfortunately it's a quick show today because today is my father-in-law's birthday. It's his 70th birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, Danny, would give a shout out to Danny McDonald. Happy birthday to you. Big 70 today, and my whole family is at my in-law's home, which is about an hour and a half from where I am. So now, right after our show, I'm going to jump in the car and head over there and party with the family. So I'm excited about that, and Thank you, Laurel. Tell our listeners again where they can find out more about you and your work and your workshops, too. Where are you teaching?
Yeah. So thank you, Jane. So you can connect with me at my website at laurelgeis.com, so LaurelGeis.com. And if you go to my website, you'll be able to sign up for your free soul journaling guide. And also, like my author page on Facebook, because every day I post inspiration and support for your soul-guided journey. So I'd love to connect with you on Facebook. And my next free soul journaling program actually starts on July the 7th. I like that date, 7-7. I was like, ooh, we have to do something. So if you sign up on my website, you'll receive information about that class also. And this is a great class. It's a great program because it supports you for 10 days. So you receive 10 days of inspirational and instructional emails, along with your new soul journal and a private Facebook community to support you through this incredible 10 days of expanding into listening to your soul. And I also added 2 live webinars with me. So the first on the 7th to really kick off the program, and I'll take you through a guided soul connection meditation, and we'll soul journal together. And then another webinar at the end of the program so that we can really share our experiences. And I'm teaching every month, I'm teaching around the country, but one event that I would like to share with everyone too is that I'm teaching past life regression sessions every month in St. Petersburg, Florida. That's where I live. But we started to offer those webinars where I'm teaching on Wings Bookstore, which is in St. Petersburg on the First Unity campus. So people can join us for those too. So, yeah, I'd love
Fantastic.
To stay in touch with everyone. And thanks, Jaden, for your open-hearted, just beautiful show here. I love the energy that you bring, and I love that you're helping people and supporting people and living from their passion and being prosperous as they do it.
That's the key, Laurel, and that's my mission, to assist 1 million people to align with their purpose and to live a millionaire lifestyle.
I love it.
Me
too. And so it is.
And so it is. Thank you, love. Have a wonderful 4th of July weekend. Thanks so much for your beautiful energy and for being here. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, there you have it, the wonderful Dr. Laurel. She's amazing, as you can tell. Again, her book's fantastic. And to find out more about my work, please visit jadensterling.com. That's J-A-D-E-N. Sterling, like Sterling Silver, sterling.com. Our website is going through a major remake. So in 2 weeks, we're going to launch our brand new site, which I'm super excited about. And we're launching the Sterling Success Academy. Woohoo! It's about success in life, how to have more success, more abundance, being aligned with your soul's purpose. Because we know those two things go hand in hand. When you align with your purpose and living your message, abundance flows to you, joy flows to you, happiness, and all those wonderful, amazing things. And as I said to Dr. Laurel, my mission is to help 1 million people discover their purpose and to live a millionaire lifestyle. It's easier than you think, and that's what we do on our show, Soul to Profit Radio. Tune in every single Wednesday. We are broadcasting live, and you can also follow us on Stitcher Radio, iCloud, and all those fun things. So thanks, everyone. Have a very happy, happy Canada Day and happy 4th of July if you're in the United States. Remember this week, do those things that fill your soul and your wallet. Thanks for tuning in and playing. Talk to you soon.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while GEICO could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, GEICO has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. GEICO, expect great savings and a whole lot more.